Max Fowler, Andrea Moorman, welcome.
Hi there.
Hello.
You are hot on the trail of developing a trail app for our own local network. So, Max, you are mixing computer classroom with the trail, actually. How did this all come about and what's involved in getting this app together?
Well, it's the third year of a partnership with the Senior Capstone course at Purdue Fort Wayne and the city working on a trails application. As far as this specific year of it, this team came in with a goal, develop a cross-platform solution for all devices to be able to keep maintenance track of the trails, but also track of your location on the trails. And the team delivered on that promise.
Good for you, Em, being part of that team. Andrea, well, I'll first of all ask, has it been a fun year doing so?
It has been extremely fun to work on it. We've gotten to learn a lot of different softwares and different stretch goals that we wanted to accomplish. We got to learn a lot of things.
And exactly what is your major at PFW?
My major is computer science.
Okay, then this is jump in with both feet, get them wet, though not literally on the trail either. And as a matter of fact, did you and your fellow students have a working knowledge, a practical application, if you will, of the trail system itself?
Some of us on the team knew more about the trail system than others. I know myself and one other student are not from Fort Wayne, so we were kind of new to the trail system in general. Two of them live in Fort Wayne and have been familiar with the trails for several years.
That's really exciting, and also, in an odd way, perhaps more than you might have ever thought that you were going to want to know about the trails. Now you do, because you're working on this project.
Yes.
And of course, you're all working in computer science. And how would you say, Max, that speaks to the project that they had, this group of students and their knowledge as well as their enthusiasm?
Well, I'm thrilled with how the students did over this year. I know I could be a bit of a taskmaster, and I was pretty demanding. Yeah, I was pretty demanding as far as performance, and they exceeded my expectations and really delivered an outstanding application. Actively in testing right now for a full release the next year, which is a huge accomplishment on their skills and a real testimony to what they've learned.
Okay, this really does sound like quite a lot of work that you're doing, and you had the year specifically to do it. How many in the team that's working on this?
Well, this team was four students in our senior capstone team.
Oh my goodness,
team.
Is that common for a project like this to have only four?
For our students, usually it's a team of 3 to 5. From an industry standpoint, that's pretty small as far as an application of this size and involvement. And it's typical, we have graduating maybe 30 to 40 students from our department each year. And so each year we have a capstone class with these groups of 3 to 5 students working on projects similar to this. Okay. But this project in particular, at least for me, it's a real standout.
For me also, I have to say, as a resident, as well as a trail lover, and speaking of the manpower that you had for all of this, you were the one director?
I was the faculty advisor for this team of four. Each team will have a faculty that sort of oversees the way the work goes. Some faculty more hands-on than others. I'm a taskmaster, so I really pushed my students hard, really made them go for gold, and they far exceeded that expectation.
So the four plus yourself, that is a slim crew to be doing everything that you did. Okay, Andrea, let's talk about the division of labor. How did you decide what everybody should do?
So there's two sections of our project. There's the mobile application, and then we also developed a website for the city to use to track what areas of the trails are being used and the maintenance tickets that they need to respond to that people submit. So as far as division of labor went, we kind of split our team into two and two. So two people were working on the mobile application, and then two people were working on the website. As far as that, the different sections that people could work on were activity tracking, submitting maintenance requests, configuring push notifications for trail events or trail closings or severe weather, and then different analytics for the city to be able to tell who's using the trails, what kind of things are doing on the trails, and what needs fixed on the trails.
And I am kind of curious, what about the branding, which I know is an important part of this? How was that worked out?
Another one of our teammates, his name is Connor, made a whole brand for us and for the city. It's called Viridian. He made the logos. He picked the colors.
Literally Viridian.
Yes. Viridian is a shade of green. And then we also made a blue variation to go along with the city logo.
That's great. And thinking of everything, which you really have to do. Actually, your grade depends on it. Not everybody's.
That's very true.
Access and use of the trail. That's great. Now, it sounds like you really are hitting the maybe the last lap or the last bend of this journey. Will there be room for improvements and additions and such in the future past your own group if other people want to make this once it's in use?
Well, we actually have a fourth student team that I'll be advising for one more academic year. And so during that year, they'll be fixing any bugs that might exist, some feature enhancements. I know Andrea has a whole list of them that she would like me to consider, and quite a few of those I want to see in the app personally. Just the other day, actually, someone suggested to me to have map pins for bathroom locations on the trail.
Sure. That's no small feature. And you have sort of the open window of a year this last year.
Absolutely.
Which to do it then, it will be that end game, that eye on the prize that everybody's waiting for. In the meantime, it's now in the beta testing phase.
That's correct.
Please tell us real briefly what that means.
Beta testing means that the app is fairly feature complete, so all the core features are there, but we're letting a small group of users use the app to find out if there's any bugs, to find out if there's any slowdowns, and to just make sure it's all polished for the full release in a year.
And since all of you students are seniors that have been working on this implies that you're graduating, I hope, with flying colors.
Yes.
Are you still going to be involved in the beta testing part of it?
We are. The city is actually hiring two of us from our team to continue working on it to help support the beta throughout the summer.
How exciting is that?
It's super exciting.
Two of you have your first job, and all of you have a wonderful accomplishment. And I hope they all got good grades on this.
They got straight A's, at least for me.
That's only fair and good for all of you, because what a fantastic project. I know there's a lot of cool projects, senior projects, but among your peers, Andrea, how did this rate, would you say, in the wow factor?
A lot of the students in the course were really impressed with our project. The advisors were also really impressed. We got a lot of compliments on it from different people that came to our presentations, and they all really enjoyed hearing about it.
That's great. It speaks well of the program. And of course, the fact that we have such a wonderful trail system right here for you to be working on. So, since this is the first of its kind, what kind of interest might the rest of the hiking world, at least the United States, have in such a project?
Well, my personal dream, and I know it's a dream shared by Jim Haley, that's a chief information officer for the city, is to see this app go ultimately nationwide. It could very easily be adapted to other trail systems. Connor Julian did a great job with the style, so it can be quickly swapped out to have another city's look and feel. And I already know that the Wawasee trail system's interested in looking at it, and a couple other trail systems have shown a little bit of casual interest. So I'm hoping in the next
year, we
see this expand to a few trail systems, and then once full release goes, hopefully nationwide eventually.
And besides telling a person, well, where they are and where they can go to the bathroom, the two very important things. What else with this particular program?
It's a full package application. So it does have the mapping feature, has sort of your fitness tracking style like Strava. You're keeping track of your activities. You can get a history of that. A key feature for the city and for trail systems is the maintenance ticket feature, which I know the students worked heavily on. The ability to report a problem with your phone and then send people to fix it direct with a picture of the problem and the GPS location really streamlines that process. I know Andrea worked really hard on push notifications, so if you're on the trail and there's a weather alert, you can be told. Trail closing, you can be told. If there's a trail event or a restaurant's having an event near the trail, you can be told that too.
Really all the creature comforts and bells and whistles that go with the state-of-the-art apps.
Absolutely.
That's super. Okay, last question before you hit the trail, and I'm encouraging you to do that so you get this up and running and I can get it and put it on my own phone.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm getting that this is not your run-of-the-mill senior project, which is all the cooler for you getting to work on such a thing. Each of you, from your own heart and your mind, what kind of impact do you feel it's making on your life for having worked on it, but more importantly, on your community?
I think the project has had a huge impact in my life. Going into the project, we hadn't gotten to have a lot of real-world experience outside of programming and class. So this lets you work with an actual sponsor and also be able to come up with an application and kind of do what you wanted to do while also fitting within the constraints of what the group wanted as a whole.
For me, this has been a superb opportunity to work with some really talented students. I mean, they put in over 1,800 hours on this product. And while it is beyond the norm, but I'm hoping too that as this senior capstone process grows, as it's inspired by the success of these students, that more and more these breakout standout works from really great students at Purdue Fort Wayne become more the norm. As far as the community, I'm just really excited for them to have a really fully featured way to integrate with the trails and get their personal usage out of it from the fitness end. Also, make it easier for everyone in the community to use the trails, keep them safe, keep them clean, and streamline the whole process.
Max Fowler is professor and Andrea Moorman student in Purdue Fort Wayne's Computer Science Department. Max, Andrea, thank you so much for sharing your amazing trail app blazing story project with us today, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being here.